a young student, then asked this question. He said, well, why don't they, or why don't men see anymore? The response from the rabbi was this: because nowadays, no one stoops so low. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Looking at these words, blessed makarios is the Greek. The origin, we're not 100% sure, but could be two. It could be a reference to Greek gods and their beings, because they were considered blessed because they had everything they need. Or it could be reference to an island that's off of Greece, Makarios, which we know as Cyprus, because it was a self-sustaining island, therefore every need was met. We do know, though, the word means happy or fulfilled, because the concept is that in fulfillment, one can find happiness. Or chokos means to be lacking. Could be lacking in wealth, lacking in knowledge, and also lacking in virtue. It's interesting when you consider that lacking in virtue, because in Luke 18, verse 13, it says this. It says, the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The kingdom of heaven, Basilia Oranos, meaning the royal dominion of God in the place of his, or Christ's, kingship. Now you might be thinking, okay, Matthew 3, interesting. So how does that reflect or help us to draw this time of communion? Well, as the words of the lesson spoke about seeing the face of God and being lowly, and as Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 reminds us about how happy are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, if men would just realize their spiritual bankruptcy, if men would realize how spiritually worthless they are, if men would realize that the righteousness that man has is as filthy rags, if men would do that, then men would seek God wholesale and smit face down before God. Man would realize his sin and pursue God in all things, just as the tax collector, when he was praying, would not look up to God. Why? Because he realized his depravity in his spiritual life. Because when God is absent from our lives, our spiritual value is not. When we decide to join the ranks, though, of the family of God, when we realize our spiritual lacking and worthlessness without God, when we realize that without God we're unworthy, then we will pursue in humility God. We will submit to his will. And by submitting to his will and his desires, we can find the kingdom of heaven. See, that's why we're here. Because at one point in time in our life, we realize that without Christ's blood, we are spiritually worthless. Our righteousness is nothing without the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And so through our faith and obedience, through our submission to his will and immersion, the blood covered us to make us worthy. And through that time, when we sought it out and we became worthy through the blood of Christ, the kingdom of heaven is now ours. So we're here at this table to reflect on our submission and where it started in that time of immersion, but not just then, but our continual submission to his will. We come on the first day because that is what was set forth in the example. And we submit to that example because it's his will. We come to break bread and commune together We come to partake of the cup of remembrance of his blood and to realize what he has done for us because it's his will we submit to. And so we're here in this time of communion to reflect on our continual submission, our continual pursuit of that submission to the will of God. Because now the kingdom of heaven is ours. And it's ours because we realized how worthless we were. But now we realize how worthy we are because of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. And we pray, Lord God, as we consider, Lord God, our submission, that we are happy because we realize that we were spiritually lacking, bankrupt. But we wanted to fix it. And we knew that the only way to fix it was through your Son, Jesus Christ. So we pursued him. And by pursuing him, we found the kingdom. And we now partake of the kingdom. We partake of the feast of the kingdom, the body and blood of your Son. Lord God, as we have this time of reflection, we pray that we continually consider our submission to your will and how we continually seek out your desires as we are a part of this kingdom. We're so grateful and thankful to share here today. And it's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.